About 200 law enforcement officers working 12-hour shifts spent the third day of the intensive manhunt for John Williams going door-to-door around Norwich Walk, searching from the air, with some searching some woods near Martin Stream Road. Williams is accused of shooting Somerset County Sheriff's Deputy Eugene Cole to death early Wednesday morning, stealing his cruiser and robbing a local convenience store. The cruiser was later found abandoned. Mal Leary's in Norwich Walk, where it has started to rain and where police have just wrapped up their second press briefing of the day. Mal, what's the latest information that you can share?
Well, what the police are saying right now is that they've had a flood of leads from the public, and they've been following up on them. Lieutenant Colonel John Cody, the deputy chief of the Maine State Police, says they have three particular areas. He did not identify them. That's within the greater Norwich Walk area that they have identified as possible areas he could be in, and they've intensified their search in those areas. But they have not given any indication that they found any evidence of him being in any of those areas, no physical evidence, no tracks or that sort of thing. So we're in a situation where they are continuing this manhunt. There is a tremendous presence of police here in Norwich Walk of every stripe you can think of, from Border Patrol to State Police to sheriffs from several counties to local law enforcement and, of course, an awful lot of state troopers.
Earlier today, police said they had gotten information that Williams might be willing to talk to them. Is there any indication he's reached out?
There isn't, but the Sheriff Dale Lancaster of Somerset County, said and repeated what he said this morning, saying, you know, if he's listening, please call. We want to talk. So there's some indication that they've received, not directly from him, but through a third party, that he wants to talk, and they're trying to reach out and make that happen. But so far, at least from the indications at this news briefing, that hasn't happened yet.
Some reports have suggested that the arrest of Williams' girlfriend on Saturday by Corporal Cole and several other deputies might have been a motive for this killing. Have police confirmed that detail?
They have not. In fact, they're refusing to comment on that report. I think that Sheriff Lancaster just simply thinks it's way too early in this investigation to try to tie things together like that. So he's just not going to take any questions on that area.
Right now, the police presence in the Norwich Walk area is huge, and a lot of agencies are volunteering their time to help out, but the weekend is here. How long are they going to be able to keep this up?
They are very clear that they're going to continue this until they find John Williams. They, as I said earlier, they have pulled in just about every law enforcement agency that has extra deputies or police officers to spare, and they're here. And they've got help from federal agencies. At one point, I counted 10 Border Patrol cruisers go by, federal law enforcement that's been present. And, you know, it's beginning to wear on some of these guys. You know, several of them have been on this for a couple of days, very long shifts. I couldn't but note there was a game warden sitting in the back of his pickup who drove by where the press are gathered. And he looked really tired, Nora. He looked really tired.
Corporal Cole was a very popular deputy. He was beloved in the community and by other law enforcement officers. How's that being recognized?
Well, I think you're seeing a tremendous outpouring from people in this area. In fact, the first thing that Sheriff Lancaster talked about was, please, people, don't bring any more food to the fire department. We have no place to put it. So, I mean, it was really sort of a humorous moment at the start of the news conference where he's saying so many people are trying to bring food to the fire department, they have no place to put it anymore. So that's an indication, I think, of the outpouring of this community.
Well, visiting hours for Corporal Cole are now scheduled for Sunday, May 6th at the Skowhegan Armory. His funeral will be held the next day at noon at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. Mal, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nora.